This is Come All Ye on 2MCE. Welcome aboard. I'm Bruce Cameron. We have a program of folk music ahead that I hope you will share with me. We'll start the program today with a track by, well, a group of people, really, from Shetland, coordinated, if that's the right word, by Debbie Scott. She comes from Papa Stoer, which is a tiny island with a population of about 15. So we'll hear her and some chums, I think, with Dahus o Herde Joe and Dahus o Sholmak. And if you think that dialect is a little tricky, I'll follow it up with Andrew Williamson, who comes from North Yell. It's a much bigger population centre than Papa Stoer. There are 1,000 people on North Yell. So we'll hear from Andrew Williamson and Johnny Godey's Monster. Welcome to Come All Ye.
What kind of a creature had wis that say Glof the crew of the Bertie has never been satisfactorily explained. This wisna inexperienced tourists off on a pleasure trip, but the crew of experienced men who had spent their lives at sea, and they weren't a muckle that they had no experience. But nevertheless, there was nae doubt that what they had seen had flagged them out of their wit. The Bertie was a small, fore and aft rigged craft, 46 foot keel and about 20 tons, owned by A.H. Harrison of Lerwick. She fished for herring in summer and wrote long lines for whitefish, ling, tusk and cod at other times. Her skipper at the time of this encounter with the monster was Johnny Godey of Lerwick, an experienced and capable man. It was at the war time and the weather had been bad. The Bertie had had to lay her lines shot off to the east of the Skerries and run to Magell for shelter. Skipper Godey was anxious to get his lines back, for they would have been a sair loss to the crew and a loss of fish to himself, for he had a reputation for a bold driving skipper. As soon as the weather eased the corn, he was for fram. It was dealt that when someone questioned his judgment and gone off in sick conditions, he replied that he would get his lines even if the devil himself tried to stop him. Be that as it may, he set off and had a heart beat to windward against the southeasterly wind. In a hunch, afore they found their bows and began to haul their line. But afore dark he was back in Magell. There they dealt that they had been attacked by a monstrous beast. It had a great long neck, and something like a mean for the back of his head. Had seemed to be trying to get aboard of the boat, and had persisted in coming back at them again and again. And all the time had made a queer squeaking, pistering sound, and there was an ill vein with it. Afterwards, they found a queer, slimy kind of skin up at the gunwales of the boat, where it had rubbed the landing. The crew tried every trick they could think of to drive the crater away. They built ballast stones over the side, hoping that the beast would follow them down the water. But nah. It wouldn't seem the fish they up at there. And noise and shouting had just ignored. Anyway, they had a muckle muscle-laden rifle aboard, and one of the crew double-charged it and was just going to fire into the beast when Johnny grabbed at the rifle and wouldn't let him do it, in case the wounded beast might be made more savage by the pain. They were just about their wits end when someone had the bright idea to pump the bilges, and this would surround the monster with dirty, stinking water. No sooner said this done, and this seemed to work, for the beast left them. But they were that gloved that it would come back that they made sail for Miguel. Now this man had seen whales and sharks, walruses and bregdies and hobrins, and they wouldn't have been so gloved by them. All the Bertie's crew had the same tale to tell, so it could hardly be a case of mass hallucination. And they weren't going to tell in Lees. So, what was Johnny Guidy's monster?
Well, there hangs a tale. What was Johnny Guidy's monster? Watch out for that southeasterly wind. What a wonderful accent. From Shetland, that was Andrew Williamson. And the story of Johnny Guidy's monster. Before that, two fine tunes from that part of the world as well. Dahusa Haddi Joe and Dahusa Sholmak. Fiddle player Debbie Scott. The album is called Afore the Mast, and it's all from Shetland, as you can imagine. Nice to have you along for another Come All Ye. I should tell you, I mean, it's an interesting name, isn't it? But Papa basically is an Old Norse word for a priest, so the Old Norse name of the little island of Papastor, even though it is a little island, the Norse meaning is Big Island of the Priests. a tune that goes round and round and round, called Coal Harbour Bend. I suppose it goes round and round the bend. That duo called Hog-Eyed Man, Rob McMakin playing the lap dulcimer, otherwise known as the Appalachian dulcimer, and Jason Cade playing fiddle. A bit of double tracking, I think, on that one. It's a nice tune, though, isn't it? Coal Harbour Bend. A song now from the Norfolk Broads. I've played a few tracks from this group in recent programs, and I haven't yet played this one, I think. It's called Bay of Biscay. The Norfolk Broads, not the group, but the area, is a system of lakes formed by flooded peat diggings in East Anglia. In Norfolk, in fact. So this is a four-piece female group from that area. The Norfolk Broads, using the double meaning of the word broads, I guess, from an album called Yonder Green Grove. And we'll follow this with an Australian set of tunes. I won't introduce them because the person from whom they were collected will introduce them for you. First of all, Norfolk Broads and the Bay of Biscay.
My Willie sailed aboard the tender, and where he is I do not know. For 7 long years I have been waiting, since he has crossed the Bay of Biscay. One night as Mary lay sleeping, a knock came to her bedroom door, saying, "Arise, arise, my lovely Mary, so you may earn one glance of your William O." So Mary rose, put on her clothing, and swiftly to the door did go. And there she spied her true love standing, his cherry cheeks as white as snow. "Oh, William dear, where are your blushes? Your blushes I knew years ago. Oh, Mary dear, the clay has changed me, and I am the ghost of your love, William O." And Mary dear, the dawn is breaking, the time has come for me to go, and I am leaving you quite broken-hearted, with not one kiss from your love, William O. Oh, had I stores of gold and silver, and all the money in Mexico, oh, I would trade it all in just one moment for a single kiss from my love, William O. My Willie sailed aboard the tender, and where he is I do not know. For 7 long years I have been waiting, since he has crossed the Bay of Biscay.
Waltzes, charades, polka, and Warsaw Vienna, and the mazurka.
Thank you.
from an album that's really quite important in the context of Australian collected music. The album is called The Fiddle Music of Joe Yates. Joe Yates came from the part of the world where I am, central west of New South Wales. The track was called Hill End and Turon River Mazurkas. I don't think they were all mazurkas, but anyway, that's the name of the track. And the fine musicians who gave them that title and presented the music, Kath Ovenden, Wendy Hodgins and Steve Cook. And the spoken introduction at the beginning of that track was from Joe Yates. Before that, we heard a good old Revenant song, Bay of Biscay, where the fella comes back from the dead just to say hi to his former buddy. That was the Norfolk Broads and a four-piece female harmony singing group, and they're very good. Here's a song called Foreign Lander. The group and the album are called The Half Room. Owen Wynn, Pauline Scanlon, Nicola Joyce and Fabian Joyce on some tracks, Fabian Joyce.
I've been a foreign lander for 7 years or more, among the brave commanders, where wild beasts howl and roar. I've conquered all my enemies on land and on the sea. But you, my dearest jewel, your beauty has conquered me. I can't build a ship of love without the wood of trees. The ship would burst asunder if I prove false to thee. If ever I prove false love, the elements would moan, the fire would turn to ice love, the seas would rage and burn. Flying from pine to pine, she's mourning for her own love, the way I'm born for mine. I lie awake all in the night, I see the shining stars. See them too, wherever you are.
Foreign Lander from The Half Room. That might be a featured album sometime down the track. We'll see. But today's featured album is called Things Done Changed from Jerron Paxton. Jerron Paxton is a 36-year-old American blues musician who maybe still, I don't know, performs as Jerron Blind Boy Paxton. But the album, which is on the Smithsonian Folkways label, doesn't refer to him as Blind Boy. He lost most of his eyesight before he was 16, but he doesn't sort of make an issue of that on his album. This is an album of original material, very much in the blues style, blues tradition. He plays lots of different instruments, banjo, guitar, piano, violin, and some other bits and pieces. So he's really taken on the blues idiom of the 1920s and 30s. Originally from Los Angeles, the Watts District of Los Angeles, he then moved to New York, and he's been moving around a little bit since then. At one point, he was the artistic director of the Port Townsend Acoustic Blues Workshop and Festival in 2014, and that's a big deal. That's in Port Townsend in the state of Washington. So Jaron Paxton, who is very well known in the blues world in America, is particularly interested in doing it himself. So Jaron Paxton with all original stuff on this album, Things Done Changed, and we'll hear the title track from our featured album today.
Together so long, now we got to get apart. Since things done changed between you and me, seems just like time can't be like they used to be. You man wondering, wondering what it's all about. Have I pulled love? Have it done? Fizzled out? Oh, things have changed between you and me. Seem like time can't be like they used to be. Smiling faces sure could always be found. Now seem like your smile don't want me round. Seem like things changed between you and me. Seem just like time can't be like they used to be. Need me wringing my poor hands and crying. You go your way and I sure go mine. Since things have changed between you and me, well, seem like time can't be like it used to be. Seem like you want to go and leave it all behind. When I tell you your trouble, baby, you tell me mine. Oh, things have changed between you and me. Oh, it seems like time can't be like it used to be. I can't stand, baby, this funny we're done. The way you're doing gonna carry my poor heart to ruin. Oh, things have changed between you and me. Oh, it seems like time can't be like it used to be. Love you, baby, love you, love it too. Love your lover just to get next to you. Thing and shame between you and me. Oh, it seemed like time can't be like it used to be. Honey, 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 that was so long ago. Can we do like we once done before? Things for things to change between you and me. Oh, it seemed like time can't be like they used to be. Sure, those stars shine above you. You know I'm sure going to always love you. Even though things change between you and me. Oh, seem like time can't be nothing like it used to be.
Things Done Change. That's the title track from our featured album today on Come All Ye. It comes to us from Jerron Paxton. J-E-R-R-O-N is his first name spelling. It's on the Smithsonian Folkways label. And he is one of the few contemporary African-American banjo players on the scene today. He also plays piano, harmonica, Cajun accordion, ukulele, guitar and bones. But banjo was his first serious instrument. There, of course, we heard the guitar on his song Things Done Changed. More from Jerron Paxton in just a little while. Now, I want you to listen to the next two tracks and notice how music moves around and changes direction and in this case, changes continents. This first one is Ailey Gal Hun, or Fair Gentle Ailey, from Gráinne Hamley, playing harp. She comes from County Mayo. She also plays concertina. William Jackson from Glasgow plays harp as well, but on this track he'll be playing a whistle. He also plays bouzouki, and he's been on this program many times from old albums by the group Ossian. First of all, Ailey Gal Hun, Fair Gentle Ailey. Then a song from Australia, sung by a chap from London originally, the great late Danny Spooner and a bunch of friends, Humpin' the Drum.
Thank you. I've armed me drum from kingdom come and back of the Milky Way, and a boiled me quart on the Cape of York, and I starved last Christmas Day. Across the Murray and a drunk at Cloncurry, where they charge you a bob for a nip. And I worked on the gulf where the cattle lay duff, and the squatters just give them jip. I work from morn in the fields of corn till the sun was out of sight, and I've cause to know the great I know and the great Australian bight. And I danced with Kit when the lamps was lit, and with Doll when the dance broke up. And I flung me hat on the mile track when Bowman won the cup. I laughed aloud with the merry crowd in the city of the plain. I sweated too on the Underoo while bogged in those big bore drains. I wheeled me bike through the sheer strike, not wanting a funeral shroud. And I made the wait for the flying stake, and I dodged the lynching crowd. And I carried a gun through World War One, then went on the track again. From Omeo to Bendigo to Birkenback again, I lost some tears in the hungry years when jobs were short and few, and I packed up me swag and the old tucker bag. There was nothing else to do. I'll hum me drum from kingdom come and back of the Milky Way.
I think that's quite an old song, but the words were adapted to an Australian context by Graham Seal, who incidentally was the first professor of folklore in Australia, University of WA. He still lives over there, and I think he's probably an emeritus professor these days. But there we heard Danny Spooner, Humpin' Me Drum, from his final album, Home. He was sadly pretty unwell at the time he recorded that and didn't last too much longer. But he wrote, he liked the way each verse seems to be sung by another travelling Australian character. And goes on, I can't remember from whom I first heard it, but it was a folk song aficionado whom I met along the way and was blown away by the song. I can see his face and hear his voice, but I can't remember his name. Okay, there you go. Danny Spooner and Humpin' My Drum. And before that, of course, the same tune, Fair Gentle Eily, which does have words. It's an Irish, old Irish song, played there on two lever harps, mostly, by Gráinne Hamley and William Jackson. Their album, Music from Ireland and Scotland. Here's a song I play reasonably often by different people. I'm not sure how long it is since I've played it by these people. This is Emmylou Harris, Dolores Cain and Mary Black. And the song is Sunny. A song written by Ron Hines, who came from St. John's in Newfoundland. Oh, I suppose Newfoundland and Labrador, that's the proper terminology. Ron Hynes was known as the man of a thousand songs, but I'm here to tell you folks, that's his best known one, Sonny's Dream, on this album simply called Sonny. Emmylou Harris, Dolores Cain and Mary Black from the compilation album, really, Bringing It All Back Home. I'm going to play two tracks from the featured album, the second one being an instrumental. First one's called It's All Over Now. The second one, Little Zydeco, features a blues harp solo. This is Jerren Paxton. Featured album on Come All Ye Today is called Things Done Changed.
Such a long, long time. Now you want to go and leave it all behind. And if I didn't know, I know for sure it's all over now. You told me you love me if I'd stay the same. But baby, look like you is the one who done changed. Oh, and if I didn't know, sugar, I know for sure it's all over now.
I'm gonna go get it.
Jaron Paxton demonstrating how versatile a musician he is. Little Zydeco is the name of that tune. Before that, a song called It's All Over Now. And those two, along with everything else on the album, original compositions by our featured album provider today, African-American musician Jaron Paxton. Once again, J-E-R-R-O-N. That's the way he spells his first name. Things Done Changed. That's the album. And I hope you're enjoying it. A couple more tracks from that before we finish up today.
On yonder hill, there sits a hare, full of worry, grief and care, and o'er her lodgings it was bare, singing ho, red boys, hi ho, and o'er her lodgings it was bare, singing ho, red boys, hi ho. Now a gentleman came passing by, and on this poor hare he cast his eye, and o'er the bogs the loudest dogs singing ho, red boys, hi ho, and o'er the bogs the loudest dogs singing ho, red boys, hi ho. And now she's gone from hill to hill, all for the best dog that try his skill, and kill the poor hare that never done ill, singing ho, red boys, hi ho, and kill the poor hare that never done ill, singing ho, red boys, hi ho. Now she's turned and turned again, merrily as she trips the plain, and may she live to run again, singing ho, red boys, hi ho, and may she live to run again, singing ho, red boys, hi ho. On yonder hill, there sits a hare, full of worry, grief and care, and o'er her lodgings it was bare, singing ho, red boys, hi ho, and o'er her lodgings it was bare, singing ho, red boys, hi ho.
Some fine fluting there from Barry Kerr, and fiddle playing from his sister Laura Kerr. He also sang, he being Barry, sang the previous song, On Yonder Hill. Barry and Laura Kerr come from Castor Bay, which is the name of their album. Castor Bay is near Loch Ness in County Armagh in Northern Ireland. The set of tunes they call Hup Maddens. This one, shall we say, something a little different.
On mining for gold, oh, mining for gold. Come along a big lion, caught me in my hole, oh lady, caught me in my hole. He lied, said, buddy, you plumb out of luck, oh lady, you plumb out of luck. Made a lunch for me, Lord, I had to duck. Oh, lay, I had to duck. I jabbed that lion right clean in the jaw. Oh, right clean in the jaw. Picked up his tail, dragged him across the floor. Oh, lay, dragged him across the floor. I chained him up in the back of my truck. Oh, in the back of my truck. Said, what's that you had to say about luck? Oh, lady, that you said about luck. The first place I took him was 10 miles away. Oh, 10 miles away. Oh, the people, listen what this lion can say. Oh, lay, what this lion can say. The lion looked round, he started to cry. Oh, he started to cry. Said, this man punched me and he blackened my eye. Oh, lay, and he blackened my eye. The people got angry, they started to shout. Ole. Lion said, that's what I was talking about. Ole. Oh, oh, oh. They hauled me up the courthouse stairs. Up the courthouse stairs. The judge was a monkey in an old wicker chair. Old lady in an old wicker chair. The monkey said guilty and the people all cheered. Oh, the people all cheered. He slammed his gavel, said 25 years. Old lady, say 25 years. Hey, mate. Wearing a ball and chain. Oh, lay, a ball and chain. I'll never mess with a talking lion again. Oh, talking lion again.
Yep, never mess with a talking lion. I've said that so many times. That was the amazing C.W. Stone King, Talking Lion Blues, from an album called Jungle Blues. He's Australian, because he was born in Katherine in the Northern Territory. But his father, I think, is American, and he certainly picked up the accent, didn't he? Talking Lion Blues. All right, next one, an American song as well, but played by four very fine British female musicians, who are Eliza Carthy, Bella Hardy, Lucy Farrell, and Kate Young. This is Greasy Coat.
Thank you.
everybody sure knew. From that Vine Belt State, everybody sure knew. Spreading peace and love, good time everywhere I go. I'm just like that bear, I'm so nice and brown. I'm just like that bear, I'm so nice and brown. I can lift you up high, baby, and let you look them down. Are you looking for somebody to ease your mind? Looking for somebody to send chills up and down your spine? Come here, baby, don't you wanna go? And I take you somewhere you've never been before. Won't you shake that hand with your loving boy? And won't you shake that hand with your loving boy? And enjoy 300 pounds, I swear, of heavenly joy. Well, in the summer you feeling fine, in the winter you gon' be mine, oh mine. Brown bear, baby, me shaking on my bones. Every time me go to shaking, I swear, all your blues is gone. Honey, baby, let me be your teddy bear. Oh, honey, baby, let me be your teddy bear. Won't you hold my hand and take me everywhere? Got my hooks in the water, my cork on top. How can I lose with all the stuff I got? Hooks and water and my corks on top. And tell me how I'm gonna lose with the help I got. One little lesson I swear you ain't never learned. Fishing all day and I ain't gonna never get burnt. That's because I'm so brown skinned. Chocolate to the bone, oh, chocolate bear coming through. I got what it takes to make you moan and groan, just like them springs on your bed. That's my cats and dogs and brown skin. My pigs and hogs and brown skin. The book I read is brown skin. I'm boy in your head and I'm brown. I'm so glad I'm brown skin and I'm chocolate to the bone. Yeah, 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 yeah.
From the featured album, what can best be described as a song of self-promotion, Brown Bear Blues, Jerron Paxton. Things Done Changed on the Smithsonian Folkways label, released at the end of 2024. That's the featured album. Time for one more, I think, before we close up today. This is from a fine duo, Cheyenne Brown and Ceylan Baxter, from an album called 240. Cheyenne Brown plays harp and Ceylan Baxter plays cello. This is Dusty Miller, the Cobbler's Hornpipe, and Wee Willie Gray.
Hey, the Dusty Miller and his dusty coat, he can win a shilling or he spend a groat. Dusty was the coat and dusty was the collar, dusty was the kiss that I got frae the miller. His dusty sack leaves me on the call and fills his dusty peg. Fills a dusty peg and brings a dusty cellar. I would give my coatie for the dusty miller. and jacket, wee Willie Gray and his leather wallet, he'll a Willie want to be in boots and jacket. Throws upon the breer will be him hose and doublet, throws upon the breer will be him hose and doublet, throws upon the breer will be him hose and doublet, throws upon the breer will be him hose and doublet, wee Willie Gray and his leather wallet, twice a lily fleur will be him sark and cravat, wee Willie Gray and his leather wallet, twice a lily fleur would be him sark and cravat. Feathers, oh, a flea would feather up his bonnet, feathers, oh, a flea would feather up his bonnet, feathers, oh, a flea would feather up his bonnet, feathers, oh, a flea would feather up his bonnet.
Good old man, skilled at the mauling trade, in the stink and heat of the iron foundry, my old man was made. Down on his knees in the mauling sun, he wore his trade like a company brand. He was one of the Cyclops' smoky band. Yes, that was my old man. My old man wasn't really old, it was just that I was young. Anybody over 12 years old was halfway to the tomb. He was loyal to his workmates all his life, gave his pay packet to his wife, had a few jars on a Saturday night. Yes, that was my old man. My old man was a union man, fought hard all his days. He understood the system and was wise to the boss's ways. He said, if you want what's yours by right, you'll have to struggle with all your might. They'll rob you blind if you don't fight. Son, that was my old man. The foundry floor, until the day they paid him off and showed him to the door. They gave him his card, said things are slack, we've got a machine, can learn the knack of doing your job, so don't come back. The end, my old man. My old man, he was 51, what was he to do? A craftsman boulder on the dole in 1932. He felt he'd given all he could give, so he did what thousands of others did. Abandoned hope and the will to live, they killed him, my old man. My old man, he is dead and gone, now I am your old man. My advice to you, my son, is to fight back while you can. Look out for the man with a silicon chip, hold on to your job with a good firm grip, cause if you don't, you'll have had your chips the same as my old man.
song composed by Ewan McColl, My Old Man, from Damien Barber and Mike Wilson, their album called Under the Influence. Before that, Cheyenne Brown and Ceylan Baxter with The Dusty Miller, Cobbler's Hornpipe and Wee Willie Gray. Final one now, I think, from the featured album. This is Oxtail Blues from Jerren Paxton.
Can you believe that I made these oxtails so high? Can you believe they done made these oxtails so high? And now they sell neck bones where the rich folk buy. Can you believe who done moved in the old neighborhood? Can you believe if you live a little while longer, it just might mean you some good. Oh, now April 20th seem like any Black Friday sale. Like any Black Friday sale. And they selling the same thing that put poor Papa in jail. Baby, baby, don't you think I know? Oh, baby, oh, baby, don't you think I know? Get no oxtail now. Can't get no oxtail now. I sure don't need no oxtail no how. Now since you can't get them and they're expensive, ain't that some funny news? That's some funny news. Oh, mama be kicking in her sleep if she knew how much y'all want them blue. Can't get no oxtail now.
Jerren Paxton, certainly an accomplished multi-instrumentalist there on piano. We've heard guitar, banjo, piano, fiddle, I think. Do we hear fiddle? That was Oxtail Blues. So he's pretty much across blues, old-time music, ragtime and Cajun. Things Done Changed was the featured album on the program today by Jerren Paxton. What do you know about the Corn Potato String Band? You'll probably know a little more after these two tracks.
Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbon on it, and we'll hitch old Dove into the shade. Through the fields of clover we'll go down to Dover on our golden wedding day. Gray bonnet, ribbon on it, old Dove in shade, fields of clover, down to Dover, golden wedding day. Ba 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 do da ba 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 da ba da ba do da ba 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 be do da ba 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 be da da de da de da.
Thank you.
tune called Silver Strand, and Put On Your Old Grey Bonnet, two tracks from an album called Put On Your Old Grey Bonnet by the Corn Potato String Band. Ah, yes, you heard it first here on Come All Ye. That's the program. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we're nearly there, folks. We're nearly at the end. But time for a couple more tracks. This one's from Felt Bayou, title track from one of their albums called Canteros.
Caminantes tende siempre, llega a espelar allá al cuera, carretando ferramientes y esperanzas de otra tierra. Y abradores del calizo, semadores de la piedra, necios pa'l que vos explota, artesanos pa'l caceña. Canteros de Covadonga, los que vayáis a la riera, si queréis beber buen vino, cortejáis la tabernera. Canteros de Covadonga, los que vayáis a la riera. Al compás de les mazaes, es mi galla se la pena. La pigaz en señal daes, raya al alba la serena. La flor del vuestro oficio, desvallao para la iglesia, sin volver más beneficio, cordio, refugio y ya feria.
Canteros de Cuba,
canteros de Cuba, donga, nun baixar más a la riera. La tienen llorada los mozos de la ribera.
Canteros de Cuba,
donga, nun baixar más a la riera. Colgar a estos hombres, hombres como otros cualquiera, quien acogiera a otros sones, este tiempo en esta xera. Que sean los asturianos de bon xeito y que se sienta el son de mi lenta mazos retrañendo pela o seda.
Canteros de Cuba,
canteros de Cuba, donga, a falla y vos en arriera. Sois el corazón del cueto, el pulmón de la riera.
Canteros from Felpayu, from Asturias. Canteros means stonemasons. The Dancing Tailor is the next track, and that will almost be it. Oh, we're getting very close. The Dancing Tailor comes to us from the rather amazing Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne. Have a listen to his dexterity.
Come, you ladies and you gentlemen, and listen unto me. I'll sing you a story of the North Country. In a village near to Whitby Town, a tailor he did dwell, and wine and women's company, he loved them all right well. Well, this tailor, he was dancing, he was drinking quite a lot. The merry little tailor was the merriest of the lot. To the lady he was dancing with, he loudly then declared, "Ma'am, if you'll lend me your petticoat, I'll dance like a maid." So the tailor took his breeches off, the petticoat put on. The maid the tailor's breeches she quickly did adorn. The fiddler then he played for them a merry, merry tune. She danced his money watch and bridges right out to the room. Well, it's bring me back me breeches, the tailor he did pull. Bring me back me breeches, me money, watch and all. The company there assembled with laughter they did roar as the poor tailor's petticoat fell down upon the floor. So it's then the fiddler played a tune for all that it was worth. The tune he played the tailor was the famous Cock of the North. The company were delighted, but they loudly shouted no, when the tailor took his trilby hat to cover all below. Well, at last the little tailor, he got out on the streets, a bevy of fair damsels he chanced for to meet. The ladies were delighted when the tailor did appear. They wished him Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. At last the little tailor those ladies did address, said he, "Ma'am, it's not ladylike to laugh at a man's distress." Said the ladies to the tailor, "Don't give us no more of that. If you call yourself a gentleman, why don't you raise your hat?" Well, in that village near to Whitby Town, there's old men living yet. They'll tell you of the famous dance they never will forget. The ladies, they will tell you that the dance they liked the best was the dance when the tailor, he showed his cuckoo's nest. And the jolly little tailor, from that day unto this, wine and women's company, he gives them all a miss. At a dance on New Year's evening, that tailor you'll not catch, since the women stole his breeches and his money and his watch.
Now, is that a bass concertina? I guess it is. Very deep, isn't it? That's Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne from his album Rakes and Misfits, The Dancing Tailor. And that's it. So I leave you with another instrumental, this time from the other side of the Irish Sea from that one. This is from a group called Any Old Time. Set of polkas, simply called Johnny O'Leary's polkas. Matt Cranich playing fiddle, Mick Daly on guitar, Dave Hennessy on melodeon. That's it. Music from Cork and thereabouts. Thank you for your company. We'll do it again soon. I'm Bruce Cameron. You've been listening to Come All Ye. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.